Holy fuck, you guys are just going to get like a whole fucking episode. Honestly, that's how many scraps we have.
Hate you so much. Joan's like, we'll be done. We'll do it. We'll go quick. I just had a mental breakdown. Like, don't worry about it. We'll be done. And then JK. But there is a lot. Like, this week really was busy. We're not even talking about like the biggest stuff.
Can I start with like my favorite story of the week?
Sure.
So as you all know, we like absolutely stan Jezebel Ryder, Frida Garza. Like every time I read anything, it's just like Oprah voice, Frida Garza. So she went to the Pink Heart of Assault Cave in New York City at a wellness spa.
Have you explained what that means?
So on the 9th floor of an unremarkable building in Nomad near SoulCycle, Sweet Green, in an aggressively pink cafe named Cha Cha Matcha, is one of the only rooms in Manhattan made entirely of Himalayan salt.
Oh, wow. No. The girls are obsessed with Himalayan salt right now.
So
that's the new thing. That's the new avocado.
It's a spa called Modern Sanctuary, but it's spelled M-O-D-R-N.
I really thought you were going to talk about that yoga studio that's popping up around San Francisco called Rock Salt, and I was about to my mind.
So it is designed to mimic a salt cave. It has salinated air that blasts through crushed medical grade salt. According to Alexandra Ginelli, it has a generator. Alexandra Ginelli is the owner. It has a generator that blasts air into the room every 30-minute session. There is LED lights positioned, which are meant to feel therapeutic, I guess. It makes the salt room basically a cure-all for all your basic elements, according to Ginelli. Migraine headaches, respiratory problems, common cold, allergies, sleep problems, eczema, pretty much any medical condition you have.
I love when there's always a new thing that solves all my problems.
So, listen to this. So, the FDA has basically reported that salt rooms have ballooned from 10 to more than 300 in the United States alone over a 5-year period.
Yikes.
There has been increasing signifiers of luxury in the salt market because of pink Himalayan salt, which is mostly mined Pakistan. And what really like cracks me up about this is it is used for like sunrise alarm clocks, light therapy lamps. It is like cooking now. You can cook and it's supposed to like detox your body to cook with like pink Himalayan sea salt. It's mined in Pakistan, like I said, and it basically is this extremely Western ideology and
I was gonna
like,
say no one else
homeopathic
is doing this, but
healing that
rich,
like
white
because
Yorkers.
It doesn't come from the West, it's like this pure untouched natural resource that's gonna like cure everything.
I mean they always
because it's from the earth.
I mean that's the favorite thing for the elite to do is be like, we just finally discovered it, guys. Like we finally got something that's gonna solve all your
so
problems.
Ginelli basically compares it to acupuncture and Reiki therapy. But I will say,
hey, acupuncture.
Will say that like acupuncture has like physical evidence. Like
And it goes back for thousands of years.
Testing on it, they have done scientific testing on it.
That's covered by insurance.
Reiki therapy. I mean, listen, I'm not going to be an expert on it, but I'm sure it's probably more medically verified than salt rooms. So basically, Frida basically was like, I have no serious persistent health problems beyond, you know, just expected anxiety for a 27-year-old woman working in the media. And a doctor she was asking was like, what can this do for me if there's nothing I'm trying to cure? Maybe you'd notice your nasal passageways are probably a little open after a session. But cautioned, because the climate inside salt chambers isn't FDA regulated and can harbor a motley of fun bacteria and mold that could aggravate symptoms for people with asthma. Also, this is the final paragraph, and I'll just leave you with this. While relaxing in the salt room was deeply pleasant, I also felt like my visit was a wellness experience between three strangers who did not necessarily want to share it. If we were paying to get away from everyone else, never mind the purported health benefits, we were only getting a third of our money's worth. I thought about the value of forcing yourself to sit in a room and do nothing, which to me ended up being halotherapy's biggest draw. Ginelli told me she tried to do a no phone rules at first, but it didn't stick. People love Instagramming the salt room.
I mean, listen, let's get to the core of what it's about, right? Lifestyle.
I can just really quickly keep going because I want to get through mine and then you can just get through yours. Like, yeah, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. So I want to talk a little bit about how Game of Thrones has rotted everyone's brains. So
listen, you can speak for that.
Here's two page six articles back to back. So watch the finale, hated it. You know, once again, this show just despises women.
Can I just say, someone who's literally never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones, like, y'all really spent all this time and money and energy
just to hate it
for this?
So
couldn't be me.
Did Sophie Turner's tattoo spoil the Game of Thrones finale from literally a year ago? Like, this is what we have to deal with, even though the show is technically over. Also, Emilia Clarke worried Beyonce would hate Daenerys after Game of Thrones' final season.
Yikes.
So, spoilers! For those of you who haven't seen it, I really don't want to be that person. It's a spoiler for Game of Thrones' finale. If you haven't seen it, skip forward like 10 minutes. Not really, but just to be safe. Just skip to the end. Don't listen to the rest of this. So in a New Yorker interview posted after Sunday night series finale, Clark revealed that she met Beyonce at an Oscars party hosted by the musician and her husband, Jay-Z. There, she approached the host by herself, who gushed about Daenerys Targaryen. Of course, you know what? Beyonce fans would know that she's corny enough to, like, stan Daenerys. Beyonce, however, like the rest of the world, was at that point ignorant about Daenerys' dark turn in season 8, which was mass murder and then being brutally overthrown and murdered by her nephew / lover.
Again, couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. All I wanted to do was scream, please kill me. Please still like me, even though my character turns into a mass-killing dictator. Please still think that I'm representing women in a really fabulous way.
What you want may not be what you get. Like, this she's ever going to ever know how Beyonce felt about that, by the way. Like,
Beyonce doesn't remember her, okay? Yeah, like, Beyonce turns off Game of Thrones and forgets what Daenerys Targaryen looks like. The last thing is back-to-back articles. DazedDigital.com. Watch Bella Hadid and Lil Michaela make out for Calvin Klein. So, Bella Hadid is a model.
I just recently found out about this girl.
Bella Hadid is a model, and Lil Michaela is a CGI influencer made by a boardroom of white men. And they both starred, quote, in Calvin Klein's latest campaign, where they basically made out. So, directed by Jonas Lindstrom, the pair appeared in their Calvins, semi-naked, before the camera zooms in and they lock lips and make out. And then this is how you really know that Dazed Digital as well as ID are the corniest publications alive with zero taste or skills in anything. Don't ask us how, but guessing that Lil Michaela came through in some Jordans because homegirl gets it. Hadid's voiceover is heard saying, life is about opening doors, creating new dreams you never knew could exist.
I mean, we could
the duo is joined by the likes of Troye Sivan, ASAP Rocky, and Billie Eilish, who all star in the latest campaign entitled I Speak My Truth in My Calvins. Is this the beginning of a blossoming relationship? Do you ship Lil Hadid? Stay tuned to see where this goes next.
So you said Billie Eilish and ASAP.
And Troye Sivan.
Troye Sivan and Bella Hadid and this Instagram influencer CGI model.
Who's made by all white men.
I'm not. First of all, I remember just following her recently because I was like, okay, this is interesting. Like, what's the tea? I thought it was, I did not until I found out.
How have you not heard me rant about Lil Michaela being like a full plant by these white men in this boardroom?
I have not
who
heard
are like
up on this show.
Literally.
No, once I found that out, I was like bye.
This, they literally are pretending like this is like this girl who's like made
like
a persona for herself,
yeah.
But
it looks
a bunch
like that
of men.
No, but you know how I did it explains everything is because the quality of that type of computer generated graphics is very expensive and very difficult and very like specific, and it's very well curated, so it explains all of it. But second of all, that Venn diagram of people who are sponsored by the new Calvin's campaign is I can't understand it yet. Like, I literally need to make a research paper on that. Like, that's so specific.
On Friday evening, the brand issued an apology. So this was, like, a couple days after. Here at Calvin Klein, we welcome all types of constructive feedback from our community. We see your comments and we appreciate them. The concept for our latest My Calvins campaign is to promote freedom of expression for a wide range of identities, including gender and sexual identities. This specific campaign was created to challenge conventional norms and stereotypes
no, you really can't
in advertising. In this particular video, we explored the blurred lines between reality and imagination. We understand and acknowledge how featuring someone who identifies as heterosexual in a same-sex kiss would be perceived as queerbaiting. As a company with a long-standing tradition of advocating for LGBTQ+ rights, it would certainly not our intention to misrepresent the LGBTQ+ community. We sincerely regret any offense we caused.
They're like, listen, you little faggots. Like, you think you know what happened, but listen, we know what homosexuality is. We know what the LGBT community is, and you're wrong, and get the fuck
out
of
here. No, what it is, is like, one, this is not about queer baiting. It's about the ethics of having a vaguely perceived as non-white CGI person created by a bunch of white people make out with Bella Hadid in what is truly the definition of Instagram outrage culture, where these fashion labels repeatedly do racist or sexist or homophobic things and then be like, oh, we caused outrage, we're so sorry, but while you're all talking about us, let's promote our new campaign some more.
And also, it is the first time that you're gonna do that is through a CGI character.
Well, nobody fucking pays for fashion anymore. Nobody fucking like cares about these brands. Like, they're not, it's not the 90s, okay? Like, fashion's dead, let's be real.
I mean, let's be honest, who's going out and buying Calvin's? Like,
that's
that?
What I'm saying, though. So like, they have to get people to talk about them somehow. Like, people aren't going to fucking tune into the Moschino runway, so Moschino's going to do something racist, so everyone talks about Moschino, and now we're all talking about Moschino, and a bunch of celebrities are wearing Moschino because people are talking about it. Ugh! I hate marketing. What do you got?
And the news update of the conglomerates that control the world, Walt Disney has and Comcast have officially announced that they agree to purchase Hulu's future governance and ownership.
Again, so fuck my drag.
Literally, again, from Walt Disney Company.com. The Walt Disney Company.
Love when private corporations make their own news sites to avoid real journalists.
I will never forget when we read on the JoJo Siwa deep dive Viacom's official statement on kidfluencers, and I was like, why is this actually the most informative thing I've read about kidfluencers? And it's coming from the source itself. Anyway, the two worst companies in the entire world, hands down, the Walt Disney Company and Comcast, have announced that today Disney will assume full operational control of Hulu, effective immediately, in return for Disney and Comcast entering into a put-call agreement regarding NBC Universal's 33% ownership interest in Hulu. Again, Comcast is the parent company of NBC Universal, and
NBC
pretty much
Universal Comcast.
And yes, and
isn't
Walt
Verizon
Disney,
in the mix now too? With
Verizon is okay. So there's that like producer versus like distribution. Verizon's a distributor, like AT&T's a distributor, so they're not necessarily the people that are producing it,
but they are. In
but they have group ownerships between them anyway. Yeah.
NBC Universal Comcast. Levi's Jeans Corporation. Like, it's getting to that point. It's fully the 30
and Walt Disney trap. And Walt Disney has 21st Century Fox now and Lucasfilms. Yeah. So under the put call agreement, as early as January 2024, Comcast can require Disney to buy NBC Universal's interest in Hulu, and Disney can require NBC Universal to sell that interest to Disney for its fair market value at that future time. Hulu's fair market value will be assessed by independent experts, but Disney has guaranteed a sale price for Comcast that represents a minimum total equity value of Hulu at that time of $27.5 billion.
Wait, so Disney's not buying NBC. Disney's buying NBC's share of Hulu.
So Disney, so again, Comcast owns NBC Universal. So Walt Disney and Comcast have agreed that the 33% stake NBC, thereby Comcast, has in Hulu will be required to be sold at any time up to as early as 2024 to the Walt Disney Company. But Walt Disney, in that, so they're pretty much saying, like, we will buy this off of you for a huge chunk of money. Like, you'll get a huge return on your investment. But in that agreement, you are agreeing that we will have full control of Hulu effective immediately. So they're pretty much saying, like, give us the company now, and we will, by law, be required to buy this huge amount of money that you have in Hulu, or we will let you keep it, but you can sell whatever you want. It's going to be worth still a lot of money. Like, Disney's pretty much saying, we're going to invest. So either way, you're going to either make a lot of money from us or from somebody else that you can sell it to, but we're giving you the agreement and work to like make it a deal. It's just merger tactics. They're just like, we both win. Like, we both win here. That's all they're trying to do. So Disney and Comcast have agreed to fund Hulu's recent purchase of AT&T's 9.5% interest in Hulu as well, in proportion to their current 2/3 one ownership.
So there's just, everything's just going to be on Disney Go. Like, we're just
going
to
So Hulu is going to be fully pretty much taken into the Disney, Disney Comcast. Well, Disney itself and Comcast for the meantime. Yeah, Comcast will have the option, but not the obligation, to fund its proportionate share of Hulu's future capital. Yeah, that's literally, anyway.
Just, the golden era of Hulu live TV was so short.
It was so quick. Beautiful. Listen, I'm only going to say it's because we're behind a paywall and we can get away with it. But on Hulu, if you guys have this, you have an Apple TV and you have Hulu, and Joan found this out. If you click that little fast forward 10 seconds button, you can get past the ads.
Yeah, you have to do it like three times really fast.
Do not ever promote this on anywhere online. We have to keep the secret between the girls because they will come for us.
I've never seen an ad on Hulu in my whole life on my Apple TV because I just
so
go.
Beautiful.
I just like click, 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 so click, and amazing. It just skips
just
right
click
past
that little
it.
10 seconds and you'll skip every single commercial. It's like, ugh, you'll just save literally hours of your life. You're welcome.
Hours of your life to
actually every single day.
But my husband, like, fully, Matt just like fully forgets to do it sometimes.
Oh, of course. I have to,
and
I want to control my boyfriend
like,
as well. I'm like,
Matt, I know. It says 250 seconds of ads.
When you're like, when you're watching Housewives 2 and they're like coming up, I'm like, skip this shit. Like, just go, 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 go. Like, you cannot miss it. I actually have to go back to go
forward. Sometimes
for
I'll be like, babe, stop, stop, give me the remote, give me the remote.
Yeah, literally. And the Apple TV remote, by the way, cannot be, like, acquired in your hand easily. It always flies around the room.
It really is like a UFO.
In other news, Arnold Schwarzenegger was dropkicked in the back in South Africa.
Good. It's what he gets for fucking California up.
Actually, listen, I will not get into the details because we don't have time, but he fully, like, fucked this country up. It's really a country. California is one of the largest economies in the world, has the population equal to, like, the rest of the western side of the United States. It's pretty much a country at this point. He fucked this place over.
Like, he
ruined it.
Ruined our education system, ruined our tax system, ruined our public works. Like,
I won't get into much details, but I have a personal vendetta against him because he worked on this law that affects workers' compensation, which I mentioned the episode before. Yeah. My parents specifically and other people I do know have worked in workers' compensation in California. And what he did, and again, it's just too complicated to get into and I'll fuck it up, but he changed these laws that put a lot of people out of business, a lot, including my actual family. So, like, fuck him. He deserves it. Apparently, first of all, he's 71 years old, so it's kind of hilarious.
The back trauma, like... Slip the disc.
So apparently, at the Arnold
it's what racists deserve. So, like, drop kick racists.
You
like,
know,
let's make that the new progressive stance.
You want to know what's the worst thing? So this incident occurred at the Arnold Classic Africa, a sports festival that's in Johannesburg, South Africa, as Schwarzenegger was filming a video for Snapchat of himself admiring young contestants with jump ropes. Shortly after, Schwarzenegger put down the phone and a man lurking nearby ambushed him from behind, jumped in the air, and kicked him in the back. There's two videos on this. Again, link in description. The man who decided to kick the former professional bodybuilder can be heard yelling, "Help me, I need a Lamborghini," in the background of the commotion. Festival organizers said on Twitter they believe the incident was carefully planned by the man who they described as a crazed fan who is known to the police for orchestrating similar incidents in the past. And my favorite part. Arnold Schwarzenegger on Twitter, this is iOS release about this. "Thank you for your concerns, but there is nothing to worry about. I thought I was just jostled by the crowd, which happens a lot. I only realized I was kicked when I saw the video, like all of you. I'm just glad the idiot didn't erupt my Snapchat." He fully, like, you see the video. There's literally a man jumping in the air, rotating in the air, feet extended out, punching him in the back, and then bodyguards push him to the ground. And then he's like, "I didn't even realize he kicked me." I'm like, what is their feeling? Anyway. And other Page Six news, Luann de Lesseps asked prosecutors to turn over alleged probation violation documents. Did you hear, by the way, that apparently they're filming the New York reunion early this year because they're filming it before they even filmed Beverly Hills and it came out like a month and a half earlier because they don't want Luann to be able to escape her reunion because she might go back to prison or go on probation. I can't believe you didn't know about that. That is, I mean, it's some insider tea in a sense. It's not like confirmed, but
she's gonna go to jail.
Listen,
and so they are filming it.
Listen. So Luann is asking Palm Beach County, Florida, a judge to order prosecutors to turn over all their evidence that pertains to their claims per court documents page by Page Six. The evidence she is requesting includes drug test results. Page Six previously reported that she is due back in court on May 23rd after the matter. May 23rd, listen, and the reunion is being filmed right now. And usually it would have been filmed definitely at least a month from now. So De Lesseps, Florida-based probation officer, first accused her of course, not taking her probation seriously earlier this month after she admitted drinking two mimosas following a cabaret performance in Chicago. Listen, when you keep hearing every single episode of her saying, I either drink too much and it's not enough, or I don't drink at all and it's not enough. And it's like, just two mimosas. De Lesseps also refused to enroll in an outpatient treatment program or to be outfitted for an alcohol intake monitor at that time. She also failed to provide sufficient documentation to her probation officer after she completed her AA meetings, which is a stipulation of her plea deal. So,
can I say, did you see the latest episode of New York?
Yes.
The preview for this week's episode, where it's like the 87-year-old woman.
The Cuban woman doing like a cover of her...
And the way Luann's looking, like, do you realize that she's going to be that person, like, playing in a raunchy bar in Buffalo, New York? Like money can't buy you class. And, like, just clapping alone with her tambourine for a crowd of, like, three people.
That's the best it could really be at this point.
She's a cabaret star.
The fact that Bravo was like, we are not letting you skip a reunion again. We're not letting anything happen to you. If you have to go back to jail, we're doing it before then. I'm like, last two things. Kim and Kanye named their son Psalms.
Because of marketing.
Because of marketing. And I actually despise them. Also, I mean, bleep this out if you want, but I know that a certain friend of ours gave some insider information that I think we can say on Patreon about the people that worked at Kanye's Coachella, you know, church performance. You definitely remember this. You were there when a certain friend told us that. You know, remember he said that the people who worked for Kanye at the Coachella festival said it was very cult-like environment and that the people that work for him are very much like devoted endlessly to him in that, and that's why he's able to kind of do whatever he wants because there's always people who will do whatever he wants.
Can I ask you to map this to me? Who told us this? Girl,
I can't.
Why did I forget that?
I remember when they told me and I fully lost my mind. Last thing, thank you so much to Jezebel's Maria Sherman for this great article I knew nothing about. Apparently, Justin Bieber has ruined Iceland. So apparently, according to a new report from the Associated Press, Iceland's, I cannot pronounce this because as you guys know, any Icelandic
name. Was it Reykjavik?
No, it's like Fjarðarfjörður. I cannot do it. Like, it does not matter. Premier Canyon has been closed to visitors because it simply cannot sustain any more guests, and apparently Justin Bieber is to blame. And his 2015 music video, I'll Show You, apparently inspired so much tourism that it's destroying the site, and the landscape cannot handle the ecological damage. A ranger, Hannah Johansdottir, told AP that food from people's home country is the most common bribery he receives from passersby desperate to access the canyon. Environment Minister said that it's a bit too simplistic to blame the entire situation on Justin Bieber, but rash behavior by one famous person can now dramatically impact an entire area if the mass follows. In Justin Bieber's defense, the canyon did not, at the time he visited, have rope fences and designate paths to show what was allowed and what was not. So pretty much the whole thing is that people have been increasingly visiting nonstop and have been taking like selfies and pictures and boasting about, you know, it's about Justin Bieber's music video place, and they've actually just shut down that part because people are gross and awful and don't know how to respect natural landscapes.
Miley Cyrus, I mean, she recently just destroyed a Joshua tree permanently.
What?
She climbed up in a Joshua tree for a picture and like you could see that she like destroyed it.
I mean,
like,
listen,
permanently damaged it.
Coachella, like, you know, drones are fully gonna ruin the Palm Springs, like Coachella Valley. I'm sure of it. This reminds me, shout out to San Diego. There's this, if you go just north of San Diego above Legoland and like near Carlsbad area, there's a bunch of like natural wild flower blooms that happen every year and they're really gorgeous. I haven't seen them very often, but I remember when I was a kid seeing them. And there was a huge bloom this year because of how many rains there were in California. And literally,
I had a coworker who I hate who went and did peyote there, and I was like, "You're an evil person."
Listen.
Anyways.
And it was so beautiful that everyone on Instagram couldn't stop posting about it because it was like quadruple the amount of flowers that were normally there. And there were so many people that were flocking that have never been there before. And you can tell they haven't because they're the kind of girls who look like they only go to Instagram-ready spots, dressed completely unrealistically for this occasion. And people were literally just taking selfies and photos, walking on and picking and running through the flower fields that are off the path, destroying the flowers and like preventing them from like, you know, being able to bloom as well the next year because they're like just, you know, aggravating the soil, like picking it apart and everything like that. And it's just like, my God, like the social power of one person.
This coworker always calls himself a shaman and it's really irritating.
Oh, that's something else.
He's not from any sort of background that would necessitate shamanism. I'll just leave it at that. So, you know.
Girl.
Milwaukee.
Also, we'll talk
about that was really mean. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about it more in the deep dive this week about the James Charles Tati Jeffree Star debacle. There was a YouTube psychic that predicted pretty much all of this, and we'll just link it in the description.
You know what though? It's not psychic predicting it. It's just basic laws of capitalism.
It's a tarot card reading. I mean, listen, did you watch the video?
Yes.
He's very specific.
But I think anyone who like follows it that closely could tell that they were clout chasing and going to turn on each other eventually.
It's true. It was 3 weeks before it happened, but.
And there was already tea and rumors on the blogs that something had happened at her birthday party, like months before anything came out on YouTube.
I mean, that tarot card reading was, you know, live and the cards were there. You don't think that there's ways we can call into the, you know, nether and get our fate read to us? Like zodiacs, perhaps? Like those things, no?
As, you know, someone who's seen a demon, don't try and test me on this. You know,
that's true. As someone who's been exercised?
As someone who's participated in an exorcism.
Wow.
Gotta love small town Christian America. God, can we get out of here? Do you have anything else?
No, I am good.
Well,
girl.
Thank you to all of you guys who keep subscribing to our Patreon. I fucking love you so much. And that sounds like fake and disingenuous, but I really do actually.
You guys
love
are
you.
Actually amazing because we're getting really close now. More and more of you are joining, which is shocking compared to like I don't want to say like the numbers of the analytics, but like it's actually shocking how many of you guys turned out for this, which is really encouraging. And we're getting close to the goal now where we can start doing like merch stuff and like working towards eventually a live show. So like the more you spread this, the more you promote this stuff.
The merch is for also the interest of the live show.
Yeah,
like we're just trying to like put a live show up because we really want to perform. And,
yeah,
like,
we just need the funding to do that. And we can't do it without this initial work. We're not going to work with some shady company that's going to give us a loan to do this.
No,
no bullshit.
Like,
we
want
to do
it
this independently.
Yeah.
And you know that we're dedicated to providing all this content. So we'd love it.
Literally.
Thank you so much.
I've We have a mental breakdown in the studio once a week for the content. Do you want to get us out of here?
Yeah. Content again or no BB Rexa crunch crunch?
No, let's do our BB Rexa call out, okay? Three,
two, one.
Hi, I'm BB Rexa, and I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before.
I don't know it like you.
Does anyone fucking know this fucking song?